You own it as your own nourishment. And in that, in symbol, what you're saying and what you ought to be saying from the depths of your heart as you partake of this, you ought to be saying, I own the Lord Jesus as my very own. If you have no part in him, you should have no part in this ordinance. You're owning him. You're saying, I own him. He's not just the great sacrifice back there, the great one who came back there. You're saying, he is my Lord and Savior. He is my nourishment. He gives me life. That's a prayer, actually. You're saying, oh Lord Jesus, I own you as my very own. And then you're saying one more thing, at least, because there's one loaf, and we being many are in Christ, and therefore we are one. You are saying, Lord, I own your people as my family. And you ought to be saying that from your heart. You ought to be saying, well, how can I serve these people here around me? How can I serve the family of God? I own them. You love them, Lord. I must love them too. You know, how many times have we said, you know, when I say I'm not easy to love, a lot of times you say, amen, amen, right? And then when I say, you're not so easy to love, it's all quiet, right? How true. We are not always so easy to love one another. But when you come and own the Lord Jesus as your very own, you own his family as your family, as your brothers and sisters in the Lord. So that should be your prayer from your heart. Lord Jesus, I own your people as my family, as my brothers and sisters, to serve them, one another, them, in whatever way we can, finding ways to serve one another. So with that prayerful heart, let us so take of these elements. Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ, by man rejected. Yes, my soul, 'tis he, 'tis he. 'Tis the long-expected prophet, David's son. Yes, David's Lord. By his son, God now has spoken. 'Tis the true and faithful word. So tell me, ye who hear him groaning, was there ever grief like his? Friends through fear his cause disowning, and foes insulting his distress. Many hands were raised to wound him, and none would interpose to save, but the deepest stroke that pierced him was the stroke that God in justice gave. So here we have a firm foundation. Here the refuge of the lost. Christ is the rock of our salvation. His is the name of which we boast. Lamb of God for sinners wounded. Sacrifice to cancel guilt. None shall ever be confounded who on him their hope have built. Hark, do you hear it? Hark, the voice of love and mercy sounds aloud from Calvary. See, it rends the rocks asunder, shakes the very earth, and veils the sky. And what do we hear? It is finished. It is finished. "It is finished," hear the dying Savior cry. Shall we bow our heads for a moment of reflection on this element, which pictures for us the body of the Lord Jesus is given to us to nourish us unto eternal life. Any reflections, I just may suggest that you own the Lord Jesus as your very own, acknowledge your need of Him, cling to Him, worship this great Lord and King. Lord Jesus, we need you. We own you as our very own. We own your people as our family. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness, your love to us. You are worthy, the worthy Lamb who was slain. Thank you. Thank you for your work. Amen. Paul said that I have delivered unto you that which I also received, how that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had broken it and given thanks, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." The deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling like a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to that glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Spread his praise from shore to shore. How he loveth, ever loveth, and changeth never, nevermore. How he watches o'er his loved ones and died to call them all his own. How for them he intercedeth, watching o'er them from the throne. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love, the best. 'Tis an ocean vast of blessing, 'tis a haven sweet of rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heavens to me, and it lifts me up to glory, O Lord, for it lifts me up to thee. Tune your harps anew, ye seraphs, and join to sing a glorious theme. All on earth and all in heaven, join to praise Emmanuel's name. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the bleeding Lamb. Glory. to the bleeding lamb. Let's bow our heads for a moment of reflection on this element, which pictures for us the blood of the Lord Jesus, pictures Him giving of His life, Himself, to nourish us, to give us nourishment to live, to have life now and forevermore. For He's the one that has brought restoration from all the effects of the fall. Save the whole man, He came, body and soul, now and forevermore. Our Father, we do come to You, thankful hearts, thankful for this great plan of redemption. Thank You, the time has come. The Lord Jesus came. History has been changed. Time of fulfillment has arrived. We now enter into the kingdom of God. Thank You for Your great work on our behalf, for the gospel that we have in the miracles of the Lord Jesus, which one miracle after another present to us the good news that Jesus came to save sinners, to save them in the wholeness of their existence. Thank You for this. Thank You for the Lord Jesus, for His death, His resurrection, His continued intercession on our behalf now at Your right hand. We thank You in His name. Amen. The same matter, the cup also, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of Me." We are so blessed by the Lord, and we have nourishment and abundance in many ways, and so when we are blessed, we want to be a blessing to others. And so we do, in a very practical way, want to do that with a deacon's offering to help others in need. And we do that to give ourselves unto the Lord and of our substance. So we'll have an offering at this time. Paul gives us the gospel in Romans chapter 8. The gospel that is pictured to us in the body and blood of Christ. He says, "For we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreloved, He also did foreordain to become conformed to the image of His Son. And whom He foreordained, He also called. And whom He called, He justified. And whom He justified, He glorified. So what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can lay anything at the charge at the feet of God's elect? It is God who justifies. Now who is he that condemns? It is Christ Jesus who died, but yea, rather, who was raised from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for us. So what shall separate us from the love of Christ? A tribulation? Distress? Persecution? Famine? Nakedness? Peril? Sword? As it is written, we are all day long counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, nay, in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the good news. Jesus has come to save, and save he will, and bring history on to its appointed goal. The Lord of the Sabbath will bring us on one day to eternal Sabbath rest. Amen. Amen. Well, I think we're supposed to sing a song at this point. I forgot what I'm supposed to do. I think it's 156. Let's sing that as a closing hymn of worship of our Lord and commitment to him. When I survey the wondrous cross. Let's stand and sing this hymn. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride.